close of probation. Now, in closing, I want to read a passage, if I can find it here, where Sister White talks about a great storm. Only this is Adventist Apocrypha. It's a dream that was has been talked about in Adventism for years, but the White Estate has never recorded it as official, although there are many passages in the Spirit of Prophecy that you can pull together and see that this is accurate information. But the way this testimony comes, and it's short, is so clear and so solemn that it's worth looking at it from this point of view. And it adds another dimension to this scenario of the waymarks of the end time events. So let's look. Here we go. Now, setting this up a little bit, there's a brother who recorded this testimony, and I'm reading this document, and you may be familiar with it, you may not be familiar with it. I'll read it through first. A statement by Ellen White about the year 1908. Brother Will Ross, now deceased, was a personal friend of mine and an acquaintance of about 45 years. In our church fellowship, we frequently spent our Sabbath afternoons discussing his experiences in the message and his conversations with Mrs. Ellen G. White. About 1908, while in Loma Linda and living near Sister White, he would frequently accompany her in her walks and would discuss the message and future events. On one of these walks together, and while waiting at the Loma Linda Railroad Depot in the company of Sister McKennifer and Elder D.E. Robinson, Sister White related to the three of them about the storm of persecution that was coming upon the Seventh-day Adventist Church. Will Ross related it to me as follows. Sister White told us, as we three stood there on the railroad depot platform, that a terrible storm of persecution was coming, just like a windstorm, that blew down every object that was standing. There was not a Seventh-day Adventist to be seen. They, like the disciples, forsook Christ and fled. All who sought positions were never seen anymore. After the storm, there was a calm. Then the Adventists arose like a great flock of sheep that were without shepherds. They all united in earnest prayer for help and wisdom, and the Lord answered them by helping them choose leaders among them who had never sought positions before. They prayed earnestly for the aid of the Holy Spirit, which was poured out upon them, making them fully ready for service. They then went forth, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners, to give the message to all the world.